I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela is breaking off diplomatic relations with the United States over support for opposition leaders. It is as ominous as it sounds, says Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz. Two men are calling themselves a president. Supporters of both are clashing violently throughout the country. Could mean civil war. For TWR staff, it's a nerve-wracking situation. Shantz says they're committed to sharing the hope of Christ on the air. But
just moving around is very, very difficult. Is it safe to go out on the streets? Am I going to make it home again? And so what do? Do you just hunker down or do you try and carry on life as normal? And so we need to pray with our brothers and sisters in Venezuela that this can be resolved peacefully and that their lives can get back to some semblance of normalcy.
And Super Bowl 53 is just over a week away. As many Americans are preparing to enjoy the game, traffickers are preparing to exploit vulnerable people at the event. But the Freedom Challenge wants you to join them in doing the easiest thing we can to help, and that is to pray. That's why the organization is joining forces to bring about the Super Bowl Prayer Challenge 2019. Sharing more is the director of the Freedom Challenge, Tracy Duarte.
So this strategic partnering with the International Institute of Human Trafficking in Atlanta, and it's a penalty around the Super Bowl and creating that prayer challenge where we'll be having two full days of very focused, long prayer. I would, one, welcome anyone who would want to participate in that way, and two, prayer for that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.